Okay, I need help, Pastor, if you help me by reading the Word of God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 up to 8.
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John, Apostle John 1, chapter 1.
John Again, 1, 1.
Yes. Apostle John, chapter 1, verse 40, 51.
John chapter?
Yeah, verse 40 up to 51.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith to him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Have a seat, please. Hallelujah. My preaching topic is open door. An open door. Say an open door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? This thing says, He that is holy, He that is true. Jesus is true. Hallelujah. He that has the key of David. He that opens and no man shuts. And shuts and no man opens. I know the works. Behold, I have set before you thee an open door. And no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are serving great God. His name is Jesus. He can do everything. Hallelujah. Jesus has opened door for you today. Hallelujah. Not because of your strengths. Hallelujah. Not because of your strengths. But because, hallelujah, you trust the word of God. Because you did not deny the name of Jesus. Can you call the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because of this, hallelujah, God has opened door. Hallelujah. For whom? For all of you. Say for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As Pastor read for us in John, we saw the history of Jesus and his disciples. Jesus came to this world to serve us, to wash our sins, to save us. Hallelujah. People were hearing good news about Jesus. Among those people, Andrea, Philip, Nathaniel, and different people. Philip was telling about Jesus to Nathaniel. We got Jesus. And he explained many things about Jesus. But Nathaniel said, how can we get good things from Nazareth? Is there any good thing? I don't think. Not possible, he said. But Philip said, come and see. Hallelujah. Don't ask just far away, but come and see. Hallelujah. Come and see. When Nathanael went to Jesus, before any speaking of Nathanael, Jesus said, oh, he's a good man. Oh, how do you know me? I know you. You are under fig tree. You have many questions. You are digging lots. Okay? When people, you know, sit under the fig tree in Israel history, they were reading the law of Moses. Yeah. You are asking about me. You have question about me. Wow. You are the Son of God. You are the King. He said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, do you believe? Because I told you are under the fig tree, you'll see many miracles. The heaven will be open for you. Hallelujah. And the angels will ascending and descending. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is Almighty God. He can open heaven. Those disciples believed in him and they followed him. And they saw many miracles. When Jesus was healing sickness and, you know, he was raising dead people and many miracles. He was feeding, you know, with 2 fish and 5 bread for 5,000 people. Hallelujah. Not only this, he opened heaven by the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. People received Holy Ghost. It was miracle. It was miracle. And people baptized in the name of Jesus. How many people? 3,000 people. And they saw many miracles. Hallelujah. Our God is the same. The word of God says in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He is the same. He is the same for you. Hallelujah. He is the same for you. He is the same for you. He can open doors. He has power. Hallelujah. If Jesus opened door, no one can shut it. Hallelujah. No one. You may have a struggle with people. You may have a struggle with devil. You may have a struggle with sickness. But if Jesus comes, no one stands before him. No one resists him. He's Almighty God. He is Almighty God. Hallelujah. Jesus is healer. Jesus is healer. Jesus is healer. Jesus is healer. Hallelujah. He's the same. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Do you have any problem today? Are you struggling with something today? Are you fighting with something today? God has power. Hallelujah. Do you have any burden today? Do you have any yoke today? Do you have any chain today? God has power to break it. God has power to break it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is Almighty God. He's healer. No one stand before him. He's great God. He's Almighty God. Hallelujah. He didn't change. He's powerful. Oh, hallelujah. The important thing is, it's very important to follow him, to see his power. Hallelujah. Don't be far. Hallelujah. Don't be far. Arise from your chair. Leave the fig tree. Hallelujah. Be near to Jesus. He has answer for anything. Yes. He has answer. Hallelujah. For everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor, can you help me? Please read the word of God for me. Acts chapter 12. Verse 1. Yes.
Until
10.
Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing, yes, of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Peter was serving God. He was preaching. Hallelujah. He was serving great God. But people started to oppose him. They tried to resist him, to stop him. Hallelujah. They did not know his God. Hallelujah. The God of Peter was Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. They tried to put him in prison. Yes, he was in prison. Practically, he was in prison. Hallelujah. You know, I think Peter was, you know, gave up for that time. The Bible tells us he was sleeping. He did not pray. He wasn't fighting. Just he was sleeping. But the church was praying. Hallelujah. 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 Are you gave up? Are you sleeping? Hallelujah. But the God of Peter was Almighty God. Hallelujah. He sent the angel. The angel came and said, "Peter, arise up. It's not sleeping time. Your God is Almighty God. He has power. No one stop him. Your God is great God. No one resist him. Rise up." Hallelujah. It's not sleeping time. And put on your shoes. Hallelujah. "Follow me," the angel said. He started to follow him. But the word of God tells us he was thinking just his seeing vision, or he was dreaming. It wasn't dreaming. It was real. Hallelujah. Okay. You know, he was following the angel, but doors were closed. But God is Almighty God. To open doors without any intervention, without any locker key. Hallelujah. Jesus opened the first door. Wow. And the next door. And the gate also opened. Jesus escaped from prison. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are serving the God of Peter. Are we get up? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is Almighty God. He can do everything. Please arise up. Stand up. Arise up. Hallelujah. To follow Jesus. He will send for you his angels. His angels. Hallelujah. He can do everything. You may see doors are closed, but our God is Almighty. He can open door for you. You can pass. You can pass. Hallelujah. Are you in prison? Do you have any chain? Are you struggling? Or are you give up? Your God is Almighty God. Please don't give up. Hallelujah. Rise up. Our God is Almighty God. He can do everything. Hallelujah. Also, I want to read another history. After that, I will tell you practical testimony. Hallelujah. Please, Pastor. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, verse 16.
And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight,
yes,
Paul and Silas prayed.
33, yeah, until 33.
And sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyselves no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is another history. Hallelujah. It's different from Peter's history. Hallelujah. Because Peter was gave up, but Paul and Silas weren't gave up. Hallelujah. They were serving God. And, you know, even devil gave his testimony through that girl. These people are the servant of the Most High God. He's serving great God. They tells you the way of salvation. The devil said that. But people, because of their gain, because of their profit, they took them and they beat them. And they injured them. And they fastened them with sticks. In Amharic Bible said, with big wood. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Can you try to put something between your fingers? And if you try to push it, hold it by pressing, it's painful. So Paul and Silas was very injured. And they were bleeding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They had stripes. But they said each other. Paul said to Silas, Silas, our God is Almighty God. It's not the time to sleep. Even if we are in great persecution, even if we have pain, we have to pray. We have to praise our God. Hallelujah. And they started to worship. Hallelujah. Like, you know, just before some minutes, wonderful worship leaders were singing, hallelujah, about Jesus, about his power, about his mercy, hallelujah. They started to sing, hallelujah. You know, God was attracted. I think he stood to hear their songs. Oh, hallelujah. It was wonderful. And he stood to listen. Hallelujah. And he stretched his hands and he started to shake foundations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one stop my servants. Hallelujah. My sons. Hallelujah. Are you injured? Are you injured? Are you crying? Start to pray. Start to praise. God can change it for good. Our God is Almighty God. He can do everything. Even if you are injured, he can change your history. He can change your name. Oh, hallelujah. He can change your name. He can avoid everything from you. Hallelujah. God started to shake the foundation. Hallelujah. It was very strong wood. But without any intervention, the wood fell from Paul, from Silas. Not only for these people, all prisoners became free. because of Paul and Silas. Hallelujah! Not only for you. Freedom will come for you and for others. Because of you, many people will be free from sin, from sickness, from burden, from chain, from yoke. God, use your life. Hallelujah! Our God is Almighty God. He can change any history. He can change any situation. He can change any hard things. Hallelujah! He's Almighty God. Hallelujah! The history changed. The soldier, the commander started to shake himself. Hallelujah! He kneeled down before Paul and Silas. Sirs, what can I do to save? He said, hallelujah. Believe. Believe. Hallelujah. You'll save and your family. The same night, Paul and Silas took those people and baptized them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The history changed. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your history will be changed. Follow Jesus. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Open doors are before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw unseen hands even in my life. You know, people closed doors. Devil did many things, but I saw my God is Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah! No one shuts if God opens the door. Hallelujah! God called me to preach when I was 20 years old. At once, he sent me to preach somewhere from capital city of Ethiopia. And that area was my own home. I born there. And I started to preach. Before I went to there, there were two religions, Coptic and Muslims. So they were not happy when I went to there. Because of their opposition, I tried to preach during the night time, but I couldn't continue for a long time because people were baptizing and receiving Holy Ghost. They couldn't control. They couldn't hide themselves. Hallelujah! They started to preach. Hallelujah! And people became too angry. And they discussed secretly, okay? They heard about me. Let's know his coming day and we'll do something. I hadn't any information. I went to there to serve. Like just another time, it was night and I started to preach. Suddenly, the door beaten by big wood, and it's like, you know, gun. And they entered to house, they started to beat us. Finally, they took us to prison. And, you know, at that time, we were many, like 80 people. So, ladies were with us. They gave us they separated us by two. We entered another room. Ladies entered another room. But I told to one of them, when we are singing, sing. When we are silent, I'm preaching. and preach them. Just we are doing that. And we are singing. Do you know the song is, it says, I have reward. If I follow Jesus, if I serve Jesus, I have reward. Hallelujah. Let me sing for you. Waga aleng, waga aleng. Amlakin viketel, ersum bagalegel. Waga aleng. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God was with us. You know, four soldiers were with us to keep prisoners. But, you know, they became to be attracted. And I started to preach them. You know, God changed their heart. The same night, like Paul and Silas, I took them river. Because they are, you know, soldiers. They were keeping us. And the door opened. I took them to river and I baptized them in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the same today, yesterday. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the administrators and priests heard, you know, our singing. The next day, they came and they said, okay, you didn't stop to do what you are doing. So let's take him another prison. They took me another prison. And I started to preach there. Okay, they saw that. And they took me and another prison. Very far place. And I started to preach there. If God opened doors, if God opened doors, who can shut it? Who can shut it? Who can shut it? No one shut it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you. Hallelujah. You know, before I went to there, God sent angels there. You know, let me tell you, it's practical. The chairman of prison were sitting just in front of the gate. I heard this testimony from that chairman. The chairman of prison, after some days, and told him, I'm sending a preacher here and give him care. Give him care. Oh, hallelujah. And the chairman was ready. And when prisoners were entering to that prison, hey, who are you? Why you came here? And, you know, I entered there, asked me, why you came here? He was serious. I came here because of preaching. I'm the minister of God. I'm preacher. I said, oh, are you a preacher? Yes. Because you came here? Yes. Okay, I'll talk to you, he said. The next day, somebody came. He had chain. He was walking like this. And I was hearing just voice, like, you know, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And asked, what's this? He said, this is chain. Why? I have this penalty. The court decided this upon me. Why? Because I'm a murderer. I killed someone, he said. I started to preach him. Hallelujah. God opened his door, his heart. Hallelujah. You know, that person repented. Not only that person, other people heard the word of God and they converted. They repented. 4 people without that guy. You know, 4 people. Amongst those 4 people, 1 is soldier. You know, God gave me favor before soldiers even. I was prisoner. People were thinking as I was prisoner. But I was messenger. Hallelujah. And, you know, soldiers gave me permission to go out from prison to baptize those 4 people. I took them river. I baptized them in the name of Jesus. Wonderful. Hallelujah. If God opens door, who can shut it? Hallelujah. Are you in difficult situation? God has way. God has way. Believe him. Believe him. Trust in God. He has way. I was in prison, but God opened door. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are not preaching just history. We are preaching practical power. Our God is Jesus. Hallelujah. His name is powerful. He can do everything. He's almighty. You know, another problem was there. That person was, you know, he had this penalty. It wasn't easy to take river. I should get something, you know, way. But even God has power to open door for him. Hallelujah! You know, it is impossible before man, before human being. It was impossible because the court decided death upon that person. But you know that? Hallelujah. I asked the chairman of prison, I want to baptize John. So can you just get something for me? He said, well, your God is Almighty God. I know. You know, this chairman told me as somebody came, told him to give me care. Even, you know, he told me, you are not eating the food of other prisoners. You are not sleeping like others. You are the messenger of God, he said. You know, the atmosphere changed. The prison atmosphere changed. Everybody became healthy because of me. Because of the power of God. There is reason. Hallelujah. He can change for good anything. Hallelujah. And he said, your God is Almighty God. If you pray, can you pray? Yes. You know, I was praying, actually. And after 2 days, he said, Fagade, come. And he took me somewhere. He showed me big tank. Big tank. Is it okay for you? Oh, it's very good tank, I said, to baptize. Oh, hallelujah. The other problem was, it wasn't easy, you know, to baptize during daytime. But he facilitated. God changed his heart and he facilitated. And, in the night, by 4 a.m., soldiers took me from my room, and that prisoner person took him, and I baptized him in the name of Jesus. Our God can do anything. He is Almighty God. There is no any impossible thing. Hallelujah. All things are possible. God is Almighty. Say, my God is Almighty. He can do everything. Hallelujah. And the miracle continued. And another time, you know, I baptized 18 people. 1 8. I was prisoner, but I was preaching. So totally I baptized in that prison 18, 4 and 1. How many? 24. And other 4, 28 people. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you in difficult situation? Do you have any problem? Our God is Almighty God. Just let's follow Him. Let's be near with Him. Hallelujah. He is our Father. He is our Lord. He has compassion for you. He has compassion for you. Even if you are in difficult situation. Hallelujah. Even if you have great yoke. Hallelujah. He can do anything. He can break it. He can break it. He can take off. Hallelujah. He's Almighty God. He's Almighty God. Our God is Almighty. He has opened door for you. Say, I have opened door. Say, I have opened door. God has opened door for this church. Hallelujah. God has opened door for this church. Hallelujah. Do you have any finance problem? Do you have any financial problem? God has a way. He knows how to bless. He knows how to call blessing. He knows how to bring blessing. Do you have job problem? He can give you nice job. He can open door for job for you. Hallelujah. Do you have any problem? Hallelujah. Are you looking way to escape from something? Are you looking? God is way. Jesus is way. Hallelujah. He knows how to do. Follow Him. Believe Him. Hallelujah. Please don't murmuring. Don't complaining. Pray just like Paul. Even they were seeking. You know, they had pain. But they were praying. They were singing. They were worshiping. And the miracle came. The miracle will come for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can tell you many practical things in my life, but because of the time, I can't tell you. If God gave me another chance for future, I can tell you. Our God is Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Our God is Almighty God. Do you have any problem among your family? Your children? Hallelujah. Anything. God has way. Continue to pray. Don't stop to worship God. Be happy. Don't hear the voice of devil. He's the word of God. He's preaching. Hallelujah. Have faith. God has power. Can we pray together? Can we pray together? Please come to here. Pastor, can you help me to pray? Our God is Almighty God. He can do everything.
Amen.
He can do everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If everyone would stand with me, amen. You know, God ministered to us today. We may not have been literally in prison, but the message was that God can open doors. He is the maker of heaven and earth. You know, I was driving and I saw this thunderstorm, and I had the music playing, and it was Psalms 127:21 that we sang, and it goes on to say, He will not slumber nor sleep. He is the maker, and the word just kept coming to me. Do you know who we're dealing with? We're dealing with the maker of heaven and earth. There is no comparison. Satan is not in any league like the God that we serve. He is, as Brother Desta said, the Almighty. Whatever your issue is, whatever your need, you're dealing with the maker of heaven and earth. Just start meditating upon that. God's power is infinite. All we have to do is to get to the place when we are submitted to Him. We're dealing with the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. In Acts, it said the door opened of its own accord. The angel didn't open it. It just opened. When we are following God, when we submit it to Him, He is the maker of heaven and earth. We're going to close this service, but I want you to rise your faith, lift your faith today, to understand that when you submit to God, there is nothing that is impossible for God. As He said, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He can open doors, prison doors in Ethiopia, He can open prison doors in Milwaukee. If He can deliver in Ethiopia, He can deliver this Sunday right here in Milwaukee. Hallelujah. Come on, let us pray. Father, we thank You right now for this word. Lord, we ask You, Jesus, as we close this service.